Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there, don't go anywhere.
So I believe you when you speak, you silence unbelief. Your voice is all that matters above the noise. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Glory to God, a beautiful song done by Kiara Patrice titled I'll Trust Your Word. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back, and here's God's word for the 27th day in April 2024. Be a consistent doer of God's word. Our opening scriptures from James chapter 1 verse 22, and it says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a wonderful Saturday that you have made. We thank you for waking us all up and for the gift of life. We are also grateful for your blessings, your many blessings, your health and strength. We're also grateful for your word that you have sent to us. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. There are many Christians who pride themselves in how much scripture they know, even when their lives don't reflect such knowledge. God is not as interested in how much scripture that you have in your brain as he is in how much of it you practice as a way of life. God doesn't just want you to be a hearer of the word alone, but also a doer of it. And the reason why you need to be a consistent doer of God's word is because your faith depends on doing the word, not just hearing the word alone. It is your prompt and unquestionable action in response to the word that makes your faith active and result-oriented. This point is very important, and you should meditate on it repeatedly if you want to experience the life-changing power of the Word of God in your own life personally. In James chapter 1 verses 23 to 25, the Bible says, for anyone who hears the word but does not carry it out is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after observing himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the one who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom and continues to do so, not being a forgetful hearer, but an effective doer, he will be blessed in what he does. Please note that faith is more than positive thinking and positive talking. The fact that a person has positive attitude or outlook about everything in life doesn't necessarily mean that he or she is operating by active faith, because active faith is a conscious and intentional response to the Word of God. Determine today to become a word practitioner, and your life will be accompanied by unimaginable miracles and blessings. Faith is a spirit and operates by principles. In Romans chapter 3 verse 27, Apostle Paul said, "Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith." So as you can see, faith has its own operating principles, which must be adhered to by anyone who wants to experience the power of faith at work in their lives. This means that anyone who wants to get faith-based results must be willing to obey the law of faith. What is law? Law is simply a system of rules which regulate the actions of its subscribers. For example, one of the principles of faith is that you must speak whatever you claim to believe. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13, Apostle Paul wrote, "And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak." Did you see the principle of faith in the verse? In other words, if you do not speak it, it means you don't believe it. Beloved, I encourage you to give yourself to the study of God's Word so that you may know how to respond to the Word, because your effectiveness as a believer depends on your faith convictions, which depends on the Word of God. If you give yourselves to the practice of God's Word over a reasonable period, you will walk in dominion all the days of your life. Shalom. Let us pray, believers. You say after me, Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of the Bible, which contains your written words to me. I commit myself to doing whatever your word says, even if it contradicts what I have believed and acted on for several years. I will give priority to your word from this day forward. I receive grace to be a consistent doer of the word of God. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket, River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Kiara Patrice singing I'll Trust Your Word. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Unbelief, your voice is all that matters above the noise. When you speak, your word completes what you have spoken, it will be. I won't question what you've said. Your word is destined, it will come to pass. I'll trust your word, it will never, never pass away. Heaven and earth may fade, only your word. I believe you when you speak, you silence unbelief. Your voice is all that matters above the noise. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you speak, yeah. Oh, what you've spoken. Oh,
You said